It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe.
I guess we're just going to be miserable for the rest of our lives.
Why don't you kill each other's bosses?
That's actually a good idea.
The movie Horrible Bosses is now available under a system called Ultraviolet. The Green Lantern comes out on Ultraviolet tomorrow. Many more movies are coming soon. With Ultraviolet, you own the disc of a movie and own the right to watch it online. Max Dawson, professor of radio, TV, and film at Northwestern, says it's more a merchandising innovation than a technological one.
It is very confusing, considering the fact that we've all just upgraded to Blu-ray, so we're thinking in terms of these different colors. But what Ultraviolet really is, it's not specifically one technology, but rather a new sort of relationship between the consumer and the content owner.
So then if I'm watching it, I'm getting a code that, you know, maybe comes in the box that the DVD came in, and then am I watching it through a browser on a computer?
In the long term, the aspiration is to be supported by all digital devices, ranging from smartphones to set-top boxes. But in the short term, it's going to be more piecemeal, and it's going to be, I think, frustrating for consumers that they're going to be required to download new software, get used to new file formats, when many of us have just kind of gotten used to things like iTunes.
It sounds complicated now, but it's just been born, and babies can only do so much.
That's Jennifer Holt. She teaches film and media studies at UC Santa Barbara. Even though Ultraviolet is taking its first wobbly steps, a sort of entertainment baby fawn, it relies on an older idea. The studios believe even though we have digital options like Netflix, iTunes, Amazon, we still want to hold a movie in our hand.
They still believe that the physical copy isn't going anywhere anytime soon. But to me, it looks like a service that is trying to get in front of the movement of content to the cloud and be the one place that is the standard. You know, everybody is at this Ultraviolet party. If you haven't seen all of the companies, every studio, Microsoft, Panasonic, IBM and HP, but there are two noticeable people who are not there, and that's Disney and Apple.
Discs versus bits, Disney and Apple versus Hollywood and Microsoft. We got characters and conflicts. Bring on the popcorn. But will Ultraviolet be a hit? Again, Max Dawson.
Its success will largely depend on two factors. If this requires you to ditch your entire media collection that you've got through iTunes, consumers are going to reject this. The other thing is compelling content. Quite frankly, neither Green Lantern nor Horrible Bosses falls into that category. So as much as I'd like to see the studios be able to achieve some sort of success, I'm not too sure that this is the right solution.
High-tech mouth guards to monitor the risk of concussion? The Stanford football team has been wearing specially designed mouth guards this season that measure the impact of the game on a player's brain. Dr. Dan Garza leads the project and says the mouth guard is a more reliable measuring system than hooking up monitors to a helmet.
If a player gets hit and the helmet is twisted, it's not really in union with his cranium. So we think with a mouthpiece, we may get more reliable data.
Garza says some of the players have complained about wearing electronic monitors in their mouths, but it must not be that distracting. Stanford is ranked number 7 in the country. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.